DW. The 77%.
Hello and welcome to Girls Off Mute. This is part of DW 77% show, which gives young people in Africa a platform to express themselves, share voices and opinions about what's going on in today's world, as well inspire them to go out and chase their dreams. I am your host today, Lucky Ndinda, coming to you from Nairobi in Kenya. In today's show, we're going to focus on relationships, more specifically the right age for teenagers to start dating or get a boyfriend. Being a 15-year-old, I can confirm this is definitely an interesting topic for girls like me. And later on in the program, we'll also hear a short report from 11-year-old Talisa, featuring a teenage mother. A mother at 16, can you imagine? And to get the ball rolling, we hit the streets to ask people's opinions on the issue.
For me, the right time to have relationship is when you are 17 years old, because at that time you know the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do, and you are able to stand for yourself.
At 20, I believe I'll be able to make the right decision. I'll know what I'll be wanting in life, and I think it's the right time.
As my opinion, the right age is 15 years, because at that age you are mature and you know you need someone who can help you in a way that even your parents cannot help you. You need someone who you can share your feelings.
I don't think teenagers should get into a relationship, because it's actually a wastage of time, because instead of studying, they might misbehave and can lead into teenage pregnancies. And teenage pregnancy, which is not good, which can lead to unsafe abortions. It can also lead to diseases. I want a boyfriend.
Tell me y'all got any good ones left. A very interesting topic indeed. And I can say we had mixed opinions there. Here in studio, I'm joined by 5 guests who will help us unravel this issue. Brenda Acheno is 16 years, Lydia Bosibori, 17 years, and Brenda Chelegat, who is 16. In the panel, I'm also joined by Britha Nyanyuki, who is a teacher, and finally Pauline Akini, who is a parent and a counselor. Let me begin from my fellow teens. I would like to first hear from you, Lydia. What are your thoughts on the right age for you or young girls like you to have a relationship?
As for me, the right age is 17 years, because I believe at 17, I know what I want in life. I'll have this guy. We will be growing together. Of course, we will have set standards, principles, and values. I'll support the relationship by keeping him company. He'll be in campus, probably. I'll be encouraging him to study more and achieve his dreams.
Brenda Acheno, from what Lydia has just said, what's your opinion?
I think the right age for a girl to engage in a relationship is at the age of 15 years. At 15, your body have already mature, and that time you need someone who can share ideas and you can get along well than when you are with your parents. You see, you will be searching for someone who is... You rhyme in age, and you'll get ideas, and maybe you can get an advice which your parents cannot give you.
Chelegat, what do you think of our topic today, the right age for teenagers to get into a relationship?
The right age to involve yourself in a relationship is when you're done with your high school. Mostly at that time, you may be not so much busy with schoolwork since you're done. So between the period before you get into campus and after you finish your form 4 year. So at that time, you understand the good things and the bad things.
Let me now bring the adults into our discussion. Britha, you're a teacher. What's your experience in dealing with these issues amongst teens?
Thank you, Lucky. As a teacher, I have experience with young children. And for one, this is the time they are in an identity crisis. They don't understand themselves well. So they find themselves in several issues they cannot even get out of them by themselves. So one of them, they find themselves in relationships when they are very young. They cannot make good decisions. So they make wrong choices. Some of them find themselves having teenage pregnancies. As young as they are, still they are in school, they cannot make right choices. This is a time that you are supposed to learn and make a best foundation for your life in future. So we tend to tell them to make right choices and even right decisions in their lives. As we guide them as teachers, if they understand what we tell them, at the end of it, they can become good children. But those ones who tend to neglect, at the end of it, they get into problems.
Akinyi, if you can please speak as a parent, what are some of your biggest concerns as far as relationships involving teenagers is concerned? And can you maybe speak from your child's experience?
I personally have never determined the right age for someone to date. This is what I discourage when it comes to teenagers. A lot of teenagers, that comes from the teenagers I'm raising. They're not self-confident. They don't love themselves. They don't even know what they want in life. So them going for a relationship, it's like adding another burden in their lives. And a lot of teenagers that I'm handling, they've never been told they're loved. Maybe from their parents or from the people in their community. So this first man that comes with the love language, that I love you, they fall for that. And most of the times they fall in the wrong hands. They fall in people who will get them pregnant and run away. And that is another responsibility for a child. I don't support relationship when someone is a teenager, unless this person knows herself really well. You're so sure, confident with yourself, and you can love yourself first. Because before you love someone else, you need to love yourself first. And the mistakes teenagers do, that is from myself. I got pregnant as a teenager at 19. I thought I can love more than I do love myself. So when I was, when this other person was trying to define me, I could fall for anything he said. But that is not who I wanted to be. So as a teenager, 17 and below, I would really discourage. We can negotiate in at 18, but unless you love yourself.
I like how you've just put it. But before we move on, I'd like to share a short report from 11-year-old Talisa Luzenja. Talisa is an aspiring journalist.
16-year-old Mercy, not her real name, is a 10th grader. She lives in Kibera slum. 2 years ago, she was a hardworking girl with great ambitions. That is until she met who she thought would be a boyfriend, and things changed.
My boyfriend used to treat me nicely. Sometimes he buys gifts for me, such as shoes, clothes, and phone. And sometimes he used to take me out.
Gifts that she will always hide away from her mother.
I used to tell my mom the money that she gave me, maybe for lunch. I normally save little, so I used it to buy these things.
According to her, it was all well until she became pregnant. Upon her mother learning of this, the relationship between mother and daughter took a drastic change.
We used to live well with my mom, but when I got pregnant, our relationship changed. Sometimes we normally argue in the house, and she told me, go where you got the pregnant.
She opted to go and stay with her grandmother, who does not have a job. But she is lucky. Despite her young age, she managed to deliver safely.
I was very worried. I said, God, please help me to pass through this.
Life after giving birth has never been the same again for Mercy. She has found that taking care of the baby is quite challenging.
I lack diapers because when the baby got wet, I don't have other clothes for her. I don't have enough milk in my breast, so I'm forced to give the child food even when she's still young because I don't have enough milk for her.
Her boyfriend is also a teenager who is in high school. He cannot support the young family. Mercy cannot chase her dreams for now.
When I start reading, sometimes the baby starts crying. So I just have to take care of the baby first because I can't ignore her.
She is wishing if she could turn back the hand of time, she will do things differently.
I regret so much because my mom used to tell me my child. I want you to go to school, read, go and achieve your goals. But boys are just there, they're not going anywhere. When you finish your school and achieve your goals, you get someone you can live with. Not now, this is not the right time.
She tells me about her dreams.
I know this is not the end of my life, because I like to go back to school and achieve my goals. And when I finished my schooling, I'd like to be a fashion designer.
Mercy's case is a classic example of toxic situations that most young people find themselves in, all because of teenage relationships. As her colleagues and friends take the baby steps of shaping their future, Mercy stays home to take care of her child. For Girls Off Mute, I'm Talisa Luzenja. But I've been wanting every reason. I'm sliding
the asking for respect. Wow, that piece was quite emotional. You're listening to Girls Off Mute, part of GW's 77% series, and today's show is coming to you from Nairobi in Kenya, with me, your host, Lucky Ndinda. Akinyi, as a parent and a counselor, what are your thoughts on Talisa's story about teenage motherhood?
Teenage motherhood is one of the hardest things in life. Imagine her being a student. She wants to go to school, but here is a child crying. Children are a blessing, but every blessing has a sacrifice, and you'll pay for the sacrifice, because that is a blessing. You'll pay for the sacrifices. You can't concentrate in your education. That is her story. When you want to concentrate, your baby is crying. Your baby comes first as a mother, as that motherly instincts. Your baby comes first. So just like Talisa's story, at 16, she was supposed to be in school, but now she is a mother. She didn't pass through that age. At 16, you want to be playful, you want to feel beautiful, you want to have fun, you want to grow, but here you are raising another baby, caring about another person, and you are not ready for that. So when you're 30 years or when you're 25, you realize, I passed a certain age at 16. You tend to want to go back to that 16-year-old. You tend to be triggered a lot with that 16-year-old girl that you denied playing, you denied dreaming or having inspiration, having ambitions. So it hits you when you're growing. And I'll just say again, teenage motherhood is one of the tasks I wouldn't advise any teenager to want to be there.
Most of the time, poverty is blamed as one of the reasons why teens, especially girls, get involved into relationships that they might not be ready for. So what do you say about this?
I would basically say, yes, most of the times we blame poverty, but as a person, I definitely feel like poverty is 30% of the reasons. I wouldn't put poverty as the biggest issue in teenage pregnancy, because if my mother cannot provide me nice shoes at the age of 16, why would I go to a boyfriend? You see, sometimes we tend to, especially on the sanitary towels issues, we tend to say that let's provide for them sanitary towels so that they won't go for a boyfriend. But if you follow up on the same person, you'll find out that you gave her sanitary towels, but after her menstrual period, she went and slept with the boyfriend and got pregnant. So I tend to discourage that term, that when you lack something from your parents or from your guardians or from your close people, you go to the boyfriend. I personally feel it's confidence issue. It's values. We are lacking values in our society.
As a teenager, when I talk to my friends about boyfriends and relationships, they usually tell me that their parents are quite strict about it. They want them to be extra cautious, but some of them say that their parents don't even give them much space to make friends. Teacher Britha, you're a parent to teenagers. What is your take on that?
We advise parents, be a friend to your child. You're not going to be a friend to your child, he can tell you whatever he's going through. But when you are hard on him, he tends to hide. And even seek advice from other teenagers who can lead him astray. So it is good for them, for our parents, even as teachers, we make them friends. When somebody is a friend to you, he can tell you anything. They don't even fear. But it is fear that makes the children to run away from their parents and even to hide. And by hide, you can see the example that we've been given. Maybe the mother was very harsh to the child, to the girl. That's why she found herself in such a problem. And by running away, it's a true picture that she was the parent was harsh to her.
From what Britha has just said, do you think teenagers are capable of handling the challenges that come with relationships? Akinyi, can you please go on?
Just like she has said, yes and no. I think for relationships, especially romantic relationships, it expects you to know yourself. You see, we go wrong when we give other people love that we don't give ourselves. You're tending to love someone else and you don't love yourself as a person. So that is where I would put a big no for a teenager, especially a teenager who is already in school. You're in school, let's say an example, you're 14 years old, you're in Form 1. You're supposed to be, at that moment, you've just transited from primary school. You're in secondary school. There's change of everything. Your body is changing. You're growing. You're still fantasizing, or some of the teenagers are still shocked the way their body is growing, and then you're taking yourself to a relationship, you will have an identity crisis, and that is where a lot of things go wrong. And also, even from our home, just like I say, we are not being told, and this is something that happened to me. I grew up and my mother never told me I'm beautiful. I never heard that word from my mother. My mother never told me I'm amazing. My mom never told me I'm confident. It's not that she didn't value my beauty, but she just didn't tell me. And so when my first boyfriend told me I'm beautiful, I went for that boyfriend and I got pregnant. And at the end of it all, I just went back to my mother at 19 with a baby. And that is one of the hardest things. And just like I said from the beginning, relationship is a task. It's like you going to work. You have targets to achieve. Sometimes you get a relationship that has targets. If you don't do this, I am not going to do this. Why at the first place would you tell someone, I'll buy you nice shoes, but you have to be my girlfriend? Those are already conditions that just shows you that this relationship, you're not going to be in it. Or if you're in it, you're just going to get yourself into trouble.
Brenda, what do you have to say about that?
For me, I can say that one should be satisfied by what he or she gets. If you find your family are in a stable life, for example, if they live in a life that every now and then they have money, they have nice jobs, they live a good life, you have the 3 meals in a day, that is when you can see your parents can buy you anything you want. But it is also not good for that, simply because one should work for her own life. Because your parents worked for their own, so you should find your own life, which is by your parents are giving you food, they're giving you clothes, they're giving you education. That means the rest of the things you should fend it for yourself. That is by studying hard.
Well, that's all you have time for this week. Girls Off Mute is part of DW77% series. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be good and be smart. From Nairobi, Kenya, my name is Lucky Ndinda. Bye and be sure to join us next time. You should be rolling me, you should be rolling me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me.